Zephyr presents A Daughter's Destiny, written by Rosie Goodwin and read by Charlie Sanderson. This audiobook is brought to you by Memory Lane, a special community for the very best saga writing. Join us today at memorylane.club. Chapter 1, March 1875. Is the meal not to your liking, Gerald? Glancing up from his untouched plate, Gerald Winter nodded.
It's quite delicious, Dorcas, but I find I don't have much of an appetite this evening, my dear.
Again? His wife sniffed her disapproval as she dabbed at her lips with a snow-white napkin while her two daughters glanced anxiously at each other. It looked like they were set for another uncomfortable evening, but they were getting used to it now. Since the months before, when their father had lowered the housekeeping money, their parents seemed to be constantly squabbling, and their father had become unusually quiet, often locking himself away in his office for hours. At that moment, Hetty, their maid, appeared to clear the main course pots from the table, returning a short time later with the dessert, which she lay in the centre of the crisp white cloth. It was a large apple pie with a golden crust, and beside it she placed a jug of fresh whipped cream. At 16, Abigail was the younger of the two girls, and she licked her lips in anticipation. Her mother eyed it with distaste.
"I can't believe we have to resort to such common meals," Dorcas said huffily. "Was it really necessary to cut the housekeeping down, Gerald?"
"I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't."
Emerald, his 19-year-old daughter, gave him a sympathetic smile. If asked, she would have been forced to admit that she had always been far closer to her father than her mother, who, unfortunately, was a terrible snob. It upset her to see him looking so worried and haggard, but there was nothing she could do about it, apart from hope things improved. He had admitted some months before that his business, a brickworks in the nearby parish of Stockingford, was struggling, and Emmy, as he affectionately called her, was not surprised. Her mother was very demanding and expected the very best of everything, and more than once recently Emmy had heard her father ask her to curb her spending, as it was eating up any profit they made. Yet only that afternoon she had decided that the drawing room really must be redecorated, even though it had only been done less than 2 years ago, and she had sat poring over a book of wallpaper samples that cost more per roll than most people would earn in a week. She mentioned it now to her husband, and Emmy saw him visibly flinch, although he said not a word.
"Mrs. Henderson Ward had her room done in paper from this particular book," she gushed. "And it really does look quite regal. I particularly like the silk patterns, although they do tend to be a little more expensive. What do you think, dear?"
Suddenly, Dorcas was all smiles again, but her husband merely shook his head and, rising from the table, he left the room.
"Really?" Dorcas uttered her disapproval. "Your father's manners are quite appalling lately. He didn't even ask to be excused."
Quite suddenly, Emmy's appetite had vanished too, although Abigail more than made up for it and had second helpings. The two girls took after their father in looks, with brunette hair that shone like polished conkers and deep green eyes. But there any resemblance ended, for they were like chalk and cheese in nature. Emmy, who was the tallest and the slimmest of the two, tended to be the more quiet, studious one, while Abigail was more like her mother, petite and quite demanding. She attended a private school in Coventry, the same one that Emmy had attended until she had reached the age of 18. Sometimes Emmy almost wished she was back there, for ever since she had finished school, her mother had done nothing but parade what she considered to be eligible suitors for her daughter's hand in marriage under her nose, each one a little bit richer than the last. Now, Emmy sat impatiently waiting for the meal to be over, and when it was, she immediately excused herself and went in search of her father.
"I reckon he's in his study, miss,"
Hetty informed her in the hallway, and smiling her thanks, Emmy headed in that direction. Tapping at the door, she went in and found him seated at the imposing
Sample complete. Ready to continue?